Welcome to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. We examine things like habits of entrepreneurs, emerging trends, financing, marketing, unique ideas, where to get help, even how to get started on your own. If you want to tell your story about your small business, send me an email, gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. That's gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Today's story, given the controversy recently at a Starbucks in Philadelphia, a question for small business owners. Do you know when you're allowed to ask someone to leave your shop? That story after this.
FMLA, FLSA, ACA, EEOC. It's harder than ever for businesses to keep up with today's evolving alphabet soup of regulations. What's a company to do? Kronos. With Kronos, you can minimize compliance risk and track HR policies, making sure they are applied consistently and fairly. HR, payroll, talent, and timekeeping in one unified system, all with a proven implementation approach and simplified, transparent pricing. Learn more at kronos.com/compliance. Kronos. Workforce innovation that works.
Under what circumstances can a clerk or other employee order a person to leave a store? The questions come up amid a national uproar stemming from the videotaped arrest of two black men at a Starbucks in Philadelphia. The men were denied use of a restroom because they didn't order food or drinks. Store manager called police when they refused to leave, explaining they were waiting for a friend. As video rolled, the friend arrived as police led the pair away in handcuffs, later released when Starbucks didn't press charges. In the video, they are neatly groomed, wearing casual clothes, and not causing a ruckus. More on the legalities from Charisse Jones, national business correspondent at USA Today. Charisse, what have you found?
You know, you can have a policy that sets guidelines for what's unacceptable behavior. And certainly if somebody is being extremely noticeably disruptive, you certainly can ask them to leave the premises or even call the police if you have to. But you need to be consistent with that policy, applying it equally to all patrons, and certainly using race or religion or ethnic origin are never acceptable reasons to have somebody leave your establishment.
Mm. Hard to believe we still need to review that in 2018. Disruptive, though, I guess, is objective also.
I mean, it can be. I mean, I think there's certain things that are obvious. If somebody's in a restaurant and they begin to scream, or they're hurling insults at someone, I mean, there's some things that are just very, very obvious. And that's the reason why beyond that, beyond those obvious examples, you need a policy that says, okay, in this particular establishment, we have a dress code. And so if you come in and you're wearing flip-flops and we have a sign-up that says no flip-flops, that's a problem. We can ask you to leave. So you have to very much have those guidelines in place and then really apply them uniformly and make sure your managers understand them and articulate them to the people that they're addressing.
Mm. Do you have to keep written rules nearby, perhaps to show somebody?
That's very helpful, yeah, to definitely have it so that the customer knows what the rules are, and so managers know. I mean, they need to be trained to begin with, but it's good to have those reminders so that if something does happen and they're a little bit squirrely and not sure how to respond, they can kind of check with that and see, okay, this is an instance where I definitely need to ask this person to leave. This is an instance where this person has a right to stay.
Mm. So when you get to the point where you are going to ask someone to leave because you feel that there have been violations, what's that approach?
You know, it's always good to approach a person, you know, with kindness and respect. And again, that's where it's helpful to have the rules right there outlined so they can point to them and say, you know, this is the problem that we're having. Sir or ma'am, would you please, you know, leave the premises? If they still won't leave at that point, then you might want to go ahead and call the police. But that's a scenario that gets very extreme. It can go left. It can be, you know, something that turns injurious, and so you don't want to have to take that step if you don't have to. But ultimately, that is a last resort if the person is violating a clearly defined policy and will not leave the premises.
Yeah. Well, how much of that falls to a manager?
You know, the manager should know, you know, what the rules are. And often security professionals, even if they're on site, they don't want to be the first point of a confrontation with a customer. They feel it's better if the manager does come out and kind of takes that lead. And then if they still have a problem, then security can get involved. But they really prefer it to be something that becomes an issue between the customer and the staff to kind of keep it on a certain playing field, to not escalate it too quickly.
We're speaking with Charisse Jones, national business correspondent at USA Today. She's written a piece entitled, Starbucks Did It, Is It Okay to Kick You Out of a Store? What are the lawyers saying here? These two guys involved in this incident in Starbucks, Might they have a lawsuit? You know, is there a lawsuit worthiness, I guess?
Yeah, I mean, it's not clear if the two gentlemen are actually going to file anything, but there are lawyers who feel that they would have a good case. And part of it is, you know, when you have something like this happens, you need as much evidence as possible, right? The onus is on the plaintiff, the person who brings the legal complaint, to prove that this incident happened and it was biased. And so it's helpful if there are emails or if there are videotapes, as there are in this case, or if you have other witnesses who can point to what's called disparate treatment. So you have several patrons at this particular Starbucks who happen to be white who have said, I've sat there and I haven't ordered anything and I've been able to use the restroom, I've been able to stay as long as I wanted and nobody asked me to leave or called the cops. And so the difference between these two men and those patrons is very clear because they look very different, they have different ethnicities. And so that is something that in a lawsuit a judge might consider and it might go in their direction in terms of victory. But the more evidence you have, the better, because again, the onus is on the person that brings the complaint.
Thanks, Charisse. Charisse Jones, national business correspondent at USA Today. Hey, when shopping for car insurance, consider this. GEICO has been saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years. So if you're serious about savings, it's simple. Go to geico.com. After 75 years, they know how to save you money. Reminder, by the way, the Small Business Report is found on our website, which is thismorningwithgordondeal.com. That's also where you can hear our daily news program called This Morning, America's First News. Again, if you'd like to share your small business story, I'd like to hear it. Send me an email at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. That's gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Thanks for listening to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal.